Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Was she a dumb bimbo, but with a big rack?
Watch out for fire. Fire bad.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the mother burn. Burn, mother burn.
Guess what? It's okay, you can talk with your mouth full.
Let me just finish this.
Okay, I was just going to say, I'm wearing my headphones today. So yeah. We don't run into the same complications that we had last week.
Whenever
40 minutes into a podcast, you say, something didn't sound right. Yeah, it was my microphone for sure. So if you sat through the last podcast without noticing, there's probably something wrong with your hearing. But thank you for not mentioning it, because I did keep checking social media to see if anybody was going to be like, okay, I know y'all had no content, but like, why do you sound like crap?
It's both of our faults.
It's all right. It happens. We were just in a new studio and
hated it.
Very uncomfortable.
Hated that place.
Yeah. And we were so close. I mean, there really is no point to us wearing headphones unless we're playing audio. Unless I'm playing something from the button bar, but...
Well, I'm not trained. I don't know if I'm off mic. That's just not my forte. So I really need it to know if I'm whispering like this or if I'm yelling, because sometimes I do that.
Well, Amy, don't let me shock you, but I'm also not trained. And especially after the last podcast, I really felt that. Like, I know better than that, and I didn't. It's all right. That's not even the stupidest thing that I've done.
Oh, no.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She wishes she was cool, calm, and collected, but how boring would that be? This workplace is in the entertainment business, and she needs to do just that, even if it's when she completely loses it at her desk.
I love how you intro something that just happened.
I just pull it out of the air. I don't know.
No, that's just so funny. Okay. And with me today is my better half. She's there anytime I need her with her wit and her sass. She even gives me helpful advice during my time in need. Get out of the house. More on that later. I wish she was with me last night, though, so she could have told me to just shut up.
Oh, I tell myself that all the time.
More on that coming up, too. I love this girl, and you love her, too. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
Okay, so much going on. Last week, we had zero content, but a lot to say. This week, lots of stuff to say. Lots and lots and lots. I guess you'd even call it content, maybe.
What?
Do we have content?
We do.
We got stuff. Yeah, this is content. Stories is content.
I'm proud of us.
Bring in the content. Couple of things, though. My podcast got me in trouble. And I'll tell you why on that in a little bit.
What?
Got in trouble over my podcast.
Oh, no.
Out of all the stupid things that I say and the bad-mouthing that I do, it was none of that that I got in trouble over, too.
Really?
Yep. But my podcast got me in trouble. I even tried listening. I was listening to our favorite people this morning on my ride in, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, Lacey G and Amy Nichols. Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. But I was listening this morning because I was trying to find where I said it so I could pull it. But the person who's mad at me will not even tell me what episode it's in. Because they know that I'm going to pull it and I'm going to talk about it. But of course I'm going to talk about it. I'm in trouble.
Do you think
That's
you're
big
in
news.
Trouble? Do you agree?
I don't, but I do need to find out if I am actually in trouble. No, I don't agree.
Okay.
But we'll get into that in a little bit. Also, this might be the stupidest thing that I've ever done. I've done plenty of stupid crap. Plenty. But this might be the stupidest thing. But back to what Amy was saying. I was just severely raging out at my desk. I'm emailing with somebody who's not in this building, and they are completely wrong. And they want something from me that they have already gotten, and now they're wanting changes on something that should not be changed. And I'm sorry, what exactly is it that you're asking for? Because we've already given this to you. So I raged out at my desk, and then I went to somebody else's desk, and this person, I guess she's like under George, our boss man, George, assistant, whatever. Anyway, Nicole is completely cool at all times.
Love her.
She is so level-headed. And I feel so bad because she'll come up to me for something random and I'm already raging and I'm just like, what? And then I feel awful because, and she doesn't even care. She just brushes it off. And I told her, I told her one time, I said, I swear to God, I'm not just an angry person. This place just sometimes puts me in my bad place. And she was like, oh, I don't care. My boyfriend was mad this morning. And I'm just like, she completely doesn't care. But anyway, I went to her desk and I said, I'm not going to rage out here. I've already been raging out on my desk. And then I continued to rage out. Like, I got probably three words out before I got angry again. And then I'm like, and I might have even said,
whoa.
And Amy's whispering to cut that out.
Yeah, all of it.
See, Amy, why aren't you with me all the time to tell me to shut up?
You know, I say this to myself all the time. Oh my goodness. I don't even know. I have to tell you something.
What?
My last search on my phone in Google was, what mental disorder makes you hate laughter? Because, I mean, everyone's so happy here, but, you know, sometimes I don't like it.
What laughter do you hate?
Just
people who are not working and are laughing and being loud?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's different. Because that's if not, you hate, like, our laughter.
No.
I love to laugh.
Okay, no, it's not us. So
Do you hate our podcast?
So do I have a mental disorder? Because
I don't know.
I didn't like the search results.
Oh, you can't WebMD yourself at all, ever. On the real, though, I do have mental disorders in my family. And I'm one of the only ones who hadn't been hit. But I've told Jeremy, like, we have to be on the lookout because one day I could completely crack. I mean, just being serious. Now, everybody in my family, they're controllable. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But still, that's cancer and going crazy are two of my worst fears because it could happen. And certain stuff doesn't happen. Like, it can just happen overnight, you know?
Yeah.
I already know, like, obviously I have an anger issue or whatever, but that's not I don't have to take anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know crazy people in my family. We share the same blood. And then I have a crazy friend, and she has way too much to deal with. So I for sure do not want to be crazy. At least my crazy family, they're all under control now.
As long as you're still if you're able to recognize it, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, but half the time they're like, oh, no, I'm fine without meds. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a long couple months. But anyway, on a lighter note,
yay,
I'm an idiot. I am a complete stupid idiot. I'm so dumb. I'm just an idiot.
I'm going to let you say this, but I've got a rebuttal. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a, I always forget what they're called. What is it? Help me, Amy. The pan.
Skillet?
No. Yeah, but it's a certain kind. Cast iron.
Black, yeah.
Cast iron. So I have this cast iron skillet. And I used to not like cast irons because
cleaning them.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, I don't understand why you don't clean it. Like, I know, oh, it's got all these seasoning. Blah, blah, blah,
blah.
But like, how do you not wash it, though? It doesn't make any sense to me. So we messed up. We had washed our cast iron for so long. Now we're actually trying to use it. Well, we've already messed it up. It had rust on it. So normally that's our go-to pan to cook at night. Well, I was telling my mom, I think I'm just going to throw out my cast iron. She goes, no. Bring it over here. We'll put it under fire. It's going to be fine. We can fix it. She wanted it. And I was like, oh, no, if you can fix it, then I'll take it back. So don't worry about that. Well, I didn't want us to cook on it. So I put it away in my oven. I don't store stuff in my oven. Like, certain people do. You have to clean out the oven before you turn it on and everything else because they'll have all their different pots and pans they don't have places for. I don't do that. Well, the next day, I'm cleaning my house, which,
yay, Lacey.
Alone, that's a victory for me. But I'm cleaning my house and I'm cleaning up the kitchen. I have two different options on my oven to clean it. I have steam clean and precise clean. Steam clean, simple. You put a little bit of water in there and it steams it up. Well, I was like, man, I hadn't done precise clean on my oven in a long time. So I decided to hit the button, precise clean, oven is locked for 2.5 hours. I go in the back room, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Called Bonnie, finally. I went ahead and made that phone call to Bonnie days later. And I come out and the room's smoky and my eyes are burning. But precise oven clean, if you do that, it makes the house smell. So I smell this, I see all the signs, but I really don't think anything about it.
You dismissed
because,
it.
Yeah. And so I even... so stupid. I even went to the oven and looked at it and saw the smoke coming up, but I never once looked in my oven. So I just opened up some windows. I went back to go clean my other bathroom, and all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, I have that cast iron in there. So I go and I look. The cast iron is on fire in my oven.
Now, if y'all forgot, Lacey's husband is a firefighter.
So my firefighter husband is at work. I called him. He picked up the phone and didn't even say hello. He picked up the phone and I was like, babe, oven's on fire. What do I do? And he's like, what? What are you talking about? So I told him what happened. He said, well, turn off the oven. Number one, I'm too stupid to, I did not turn off the oven until I was instructed to. Instead, I'm just watching these flames and I'm like, I don't know how to handle this situation. I know we have like a fire extinguisher in the garage. I was thinking about going and grabbing the fire extinguisher. No, I need to turn off the damn oven is what I need to do. But, I turned off the oven. It quit with the fire. He asked me if he needs to come home from work at the fire station. I said, no, babe, it's fine. The fire's gone. But my eyes are burning. He goes, Lacey, take the dog for a walk. I'm coming home. I'm going to come home and check on the house.
That's so scary. Because then I'd start thinking like chemicals or something. Why are my eyes burning?
Yeah. Yeah. So he had to come home. Check the oven. It's still locked, even though it's turned off. It's still locked, but he got out his flashlight and looked and said, well, the pan's burnt. You can see the pan's done for now, I think. Now my mom can have it. But pan's burnt. It doesn't look like we burned too much of the oven. I even told him, I was like, babe, if I have to buy a new oven, I'll pay for it myself. AKA get a credit card there and pay for that way. But, he told me, don't worry about it. If we have to get a new oven, we have to get a new oven. But yeah, I almost burnt my house down. Had to call my firefighter husband, Lieutenant firefighter husband, home from work to come survey the situation. Then he set up a fan the opposite way, so it's pulling all the smoke out.
Yeah.
My house smelled like burnt metal for 3 days. It stunk so bad.
Be able to even sleep in that. I'd like go crash on someone's couch. That sounds so awful. I hate that for you.
I still have to clean out the oven. I did, after he came home the next day, I tried the oven and I believe that it works, but I still have burnt residue on it. So I have to get in there and clean it. I meant to do that this weekend.
It didn't
and
like
get, around,
get
to it.
Around the walls or stain anything in the kitchen, did it?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But it was really scary. So I'm taking away my honorary firefighter badge because in a moment of crisis, I failed.
I'm sorry. That's terrible.
I felt so stupid. I kept asking him, I'm like, are the guys at work mad at me? Is anybody mad that you had to leave? He's like, no, Lacey, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But I'm pretty sure they're chuckling, though.
Yeah. Sure, got to.
Your dumb wife almost burns down the house. Since it's not burnt down, that's kind of funny. Had she have burned it down, that wouldn't be funny anymore.
No, because that's so traumatic. It's never happened to me, of course, but I hear that it's just, I mean, all your personal items are just lost. It just can't be replaced at all. So, oh, well, you know, you may have made a lapse judgment forgetting things. I don't know if it's stupidity. You forgot.
I think I ought to, I'm at the age where I should be able to not burn my house down. So, yeah, sure, it was an accident. Sure, it was just, you know, something stupid that I forgot about. It's not, it was not intentional.
Now, I've done my fair of stupid things. I've shared shocking myself multiple times, whether it's sticking plugged in light bulbs in my mouth or vacuuming water under the Christmas tree or sticking a paper clip in the plug-in or whatever. So I've done it lots and lots before. more recently, I don't know. I've set up awkward before, but I am so stupid. I don't even know how to, I don't know how to greet people. And I went to my daughter Morgan's track meet, her first one this year, and she's introducing me to some new friends on the team. And I don't know if I'm supposed to handshake a middle schooler, because it's kind of like the Sir Ma'am thing that you brought up last time. Mm-hmm. Are those things like age? Like, are those requirements for like a certain age? What is it?
Yeah, I think you'd more say, hey, shaking is formal. And I don't see kids being formal.
No.
So I mean,
I do it. I handshake this kid. And then I ask Maddox, was that the right thing to do? My son, like my 12-year-old son knows what he's supposed to do. Let my 12-year-old son tell me, the stupid mom who doesn't know how to do any sort of greeting. Hey, mom, guess what? It doesn't matter if you're cool or not, because they're kids and you're an adult.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
God, he's so mature.
So that made me feel really, really stupid. Oh, I'm such a failure. And then the last week, I had picked Morgan up from a birthday party, her and a friend. And I was trying to do the right thing. I was staying out of their space and I didn't say anything. I was just being their chauffeur like I thought I was supposed to do. And she said I made it super awkward and weird. So fail again. I'm stupid. I don't know how to be a mom.
You know how to be a mom. You don't know how to interact with other children.
Oh, I'm a failure.
So what did you do that was so bad?
What, the greeting?
Well, no. I mean, with Morgan, what'd you do that embarrassed her?
I was quiet. She said I was weird by not saying anything. I was trying to give them their space.
Yeah, just turn on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I had the radio on and they were like talking in the back. Am I supposed to interject? Am I supposed to like bring myself into the conversation?
No, I know what you do.
No, I don't want to embarrass her any more than I already have.
No, screw it. She wants conversation from you. She wants you to do something and not just be quiet, then start singing and dancing to Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah. You know every song of every word of every song. You've been studying that.
I have.
Yeah.
I have, big time. I know it.
Or do the sexy one, the dress. You can start singing that.
No, I skip over that one. She doesn't know it.
Oh. I'm just saying. Or talking a really weird accent. Hello, I'm Mom. Pleasant to meet you. Charmed, I'm sure.
I can't do any of it. I'm just, that's okay. I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm stupid mom. And that's just going to be my title from now on.
There's so many stupid things that I do. A lot of it has to do with my mouth. But we'll still, that's coming up. One stupid thing that I did, whenever we first moved into our house a couple of years ago, we don't have a front porch. We just have our garage and then the long walkway to the front door. So we just have that hallway, mm-hmm. I guess, whatever.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is right there. And right in front of that is a little area where you can plant stuff. So I have a bed there. And my first year there, I planted stuff and I didn't even plant it properly. I got a bag of seeds and like hoed the ground. Is that what you do?
I think so.
Whatever. I messed up the ground. I used that little twirly thing and like dug up the ground, did all that kind of stuff. And then I just threw the seeds in there and covered them back up.
Were
I didn't
they
plant them.
Wildflowers?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I don't think they need a lot of work. I don't know. I'm not a gardener. Continue.
Well, you can tell me once I tell you what it is. So I didn't do it properly. Like most things, you're supposed to bury a couple inches, you know, apart, everything else. I didn't do that at all. Well, this thing grew a lot and it ended up being sunflowers. And I thought, oh, how pretty to have sunflowers.
You love them. That's fine. It may have been in the wrong place.
I did not realize that sunflowers grow to be 8 feet tall. So it is completely blocking my only entrance to my house. I mean, sure, you can get around it, but like you, it looks like I'm all garage.
It's the first thing that you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curb appeal is important.
Last time I checked Google Earth, it had my sunflowers on there.
Oh my gosh.
I'll see if we can't find it and screenshot it.
Did it grow like all that in one season?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. And then I had to pull them up afterwards because they grew so big and pretty. And I love sunflowers, but I had no idea that they got that big. Jeremy wanted them gone. And I was like, babe, they're thriving. Like, I know it's inconvenient, but look at them. They're huge. They're pretty. They're thick. So, I mean, I don't. And that's the only time I ever had a green thumb. That and I had some jalapenos once. But yeah, as soon as the season was over, I ripped them out to make sure that they wouldn't come back.
Well,
who knew that?
I mean, I think that if you love those kinds of flowers, you should plant those kinds of flowers and maybe just in a different place next time.
For sure. That was not the place for it to be at all. My neighbor's mom gave me some bulbs, and I'm not a planter. I kill everything. But she gave me some bulbs, and I was going to plant them this weekend. I don't know what they are. And then I realized I don't know where they go, and we need to, like, I was about to say vacuum because I'm an idiot. We got to mow first. So I have some stuff I got to take care of. In the meantime, I just have some bulbs sitting in my kitchen.
I do too. I have two bags of them. My dad gave them. I mean, he bought them, special ordered them from some website, and I've had them for 2 years. They're probably dead now, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if bulbs make it that long.
I don't know.
Sorry, Dad. But you're supposed to do it at a certain season, and it is like 6 inches and a top up or whatever. There's so many instructions.
Well, now's the time because the weather's getting nice again. So we're probably a little bit past time.
I think we are.
I think it would still be doable, though. It's like now or never is getting to be the planting time.
I probably
coming will. From me, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have some friends who do it. I have some friends with pretty yards. I just want to hire a landscaper. I don't want to do that. I want somebody else to do it. But that's the story of my life. I want somebody else to do everything for me.
Well, I've had a few fails or stupid moments whenever I haven't been able to identify my limits. I was happy to help my mom check off one of her bucket list items. She wanted to do a triathlon. It's like, yeah, mom, I'm going to do that with you too. So it was a sprint. You know, it wasn't as much as a full triathlon would be. I can't even remember. It was like 11 mile bike and certain amount of meters of swimming and 2 miles running. So, I didn't realize that Austin was hill country. And so I signed up for this, not training enough at all. And I had to walk my bike half the time because I can't ride my bike. Why would I sign up for a triathlon without training and think that I can ride a bike in hill country?
How old were you?
Oh, I was an adult. This was like six, seven years ago.
What? Did your mom not tell you that you need to prepare for this?
Well, she told me, but I just thought I could handle it. And I didn't. I failed.
You're so stupid, Amy.
I am so stupid. And then we thought we would do another triathlon after that one. This one was not in Austin. It was in our area. So I was familiar with the area. But this time, you have to dive into the pool to do the first part is swimming. Dive into the pool. Didn't realize that it was going to be diving because at the other one, you were wading into the lake. That's what we did. And I was like, oh, it'll just be something like that again. No, you have to dive in the pool. And guess what? I'm stupid and I don't know how to dive. So I just walked around for an hour fretting. Should I do this? Should I jump in feet first? How stupid will I look if I do this? So I ended up just throwing that money away, and I earned a t-shirt, you know, woohoo, a triathlon I didn't accomplish, but I got that t-shirt. So yay me. I can't dive and I'm an idiot.
I can't dive. I can kind of dive, but I do it really awkwardly. If I'm ever at my in-laws' house in Pensacola, Florida, during the summer, I'll always practice diving because I don't know how to dive. And so Jeremy's mom has tried teaching me. I'm really, really bad at it. So I can do it, but it's not graceful. And I have to stand there for a couple minutes, do like the fake out. Like I'm going to, oh, didn't go. Hold on. Or I'll just stand there with my head down and my arms down. And I'm just contemplating for a little bit. Like, nope, I need another minute.
I'm too chicken. I've never even attempted it. Never, not once. I'm too scared. And I do roller coasters and I do other stuff that I'm sure is thought to be reckless. I don't know.
It's just, I get it, though. You don't know how to kick your feet up.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that either. And every damn time I do it, thank God I'm in the swimming pool with his mom. I couldn't do it with anybody else because everything goes everywhere. And then next thing you know, I'm adjusting myself in the pool and I'm like, whoo, sorry. Sorry, you just saw my nipple, mom.
It's just girls.
So something else really stupid that I did. I went through a long pistory. I can't freaking talk. I had a long history of blowing up my cars. I've blown up so many, I don't even know. And I would go through a car and get a new one, and then I'd have that one for a while, and I'd blow that one up. And then eventually I was in my dad's truck, and it was big, and it was ugly, and it was hard to park, and I was still hitting stuff anyway, and then lying about it. He's like, oh, what happened here? Someone hit me. No, I was hitting stuff all the time, but whatever. And my dad got sick of me having his truck, so he bought me this car, and it was a cheap, cheap, cheap car. I was supposed to pay him back for it. I probably didn't. I don't know if I did. Well, before I got this car, I blew up his truck. And then he had to go ahead and give me the car before I paid him for it. He probably didn't make me pay him for it because, well, anyway, I ended up blowing up that car. That's not where I'm going here.
It's a lot of blow ups.
I know. I ended up blowing up that car. I had multiple jobs in Dallas, an hour away, and I asked Jeremy if he would check my oil before I went to work, because one day it dawned on me, like, I've never even changed the oil, checked the oil, anything. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Me either.
So I asked him, will you check my oil? He goes, yeah, you're good. I go to work, I blow an engine on the way to work, and called Jeremy to come get me. He knows I'm steaming mad. He did not want to deal with me, so he went ahead and brought me to work anyway, because he knew if I stayed home with him, it was just gonna be bitch. So
I mean, it was his fault, right?
It's both of our fault. Did he mislead me? For sure. But, I mean, I didn't take care of the situation, though.
Yeah.
So, it's... Yeah. I do blame him, yes. I do think that it's his fault.
So, did you cool off at work and come home and were able to talk to him reasonably? Or were you still raging?
Oh, I'm sure I was still raging. I had to go work overnights doing traffic, and he had to come get me back in the morning. But anyway, before I blew this car up, so this was the car, and it was new, and it was very short-lived. New for me, and it was very short-lived. Well, it was snowing really hard on Christmas one evening, and it's snowing. I lived in an apartment. My friend lived in the same apartment, so it was really cool, Samantha. And I'm hanging out with Samantha Christmas night. Jeremy's at work. Finally, I have to go to work, and I have to go work overnight. Well, I go outside, and I can't unlock my car. I can't do it. And I'm like, oh, my God, are the locks frozen? Like, what's going on? We even called her dad, and what do you do whenever you can't unlock your car? And he's like, pour water on it, all this different kind of stuff. I had no way to get to work. We're sitting there struggling, trying to unlock it. And finally, Samantha goes, I didn't realize you bought a Sunfire.
Oh, no.
I said, I didn't. I have a whatever that car is. Yeah, it was the wrong gold car. We tried unlocking the wrong car for 30 minutes. She didn't know what my car looked like.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to work really late, but I still made it to work. And oh, my geez, that was a scary drive-in. Because I'm in some crappy clunker car drive-in. And my friend's like, I really think you should not go to work tonight. And I'm like, I do freaking traffic. Like, I kind of have to be there. And it would make me so mad. It would make me so mad at that job and at my other job. I'd hear them on the radio saying, if you don't need to get on the roads, don't. It's bad. And I'm like, really? Because I make $10 an hour and I'm driving to go answer phones at a freaking sports station, but it's mandatory for me to come to work. Oh. You're telling everybody, state of emergency, stay off the roads. But nope, we need to take phone calls about sports, so I'm going to be there. Oh, it would make me so angry. But anyway, I'm an idiot because I tried to lock in the wrong car for 30 minutes.
It happens. It does. And it was a new car and forgot. I have I don't know. I have causes of forgetfulness and then how to improve your memory, but I don't know if we want to use that or not.
Like what?
Just lack of sleep, getting older, depression, alcohol use, and then things to do, like meditate, eat berries, exercise, sleep more, is just something. I was trying to make an excuse because you were downing on yourself. You're so stupid.
So those are my solutions.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I read something on Pinterest one time. I love Pinterest, by the way.
Freaking me too.
It.
Oh. It's so pretty.
I've been Pinteresting a lot lately because I'm trying to find like new things to paint. And then I love their recipes. And anytime I'm going to go somewhere, I always like to look up on Pinterest and see what they recommend or whatever. But anyway, I saw this article on Pinterest one time and it was like ways to guarantee your happiness. And I was like, I want to be happy. You know, what does this thing have to say? And I opened it up and the first thing said, get lots of sleep. And I'm like, yeah, F you. Next one. What else can I do to improve my happiness?
Well, let me just say, we all make our choices. I'm not, it's me too. I'm not saying this on you.
No, you're absolutely right.
But we're watching Friends or some other episode for way too many hours when we should be sleeping.
Amy, you don't even know me. I've been finished with Friends. I'm not watching Friends anymore.
It was an example.
And then the second one said, live close to your job because... driving can be really stressful, especially with traffic, and nobody knows how to freaking drive. Well, I just put the article down after that because I live an hour away from my job. I don't sleep, but I do agree with you. I mean, we make our own choices, and I do stay up way too late doing nothing.
Same.
I go home and don't nap. Yeah. Well, and I mean, this job will make you have mush brain for sure, mm-hmm. just because you're running on nothing. And I'm supposed to be creative and... Like, I love you all that talk to us on social media. We have a lot of friends on there. And I always appreciate what people say. But Gary Ball, I didn't respond to you on one message because Gary said, y'all ought to do more than one podcast a week. And I really do appreciate that because that's flattering. And I wish we could do one podcast a week. But did you listen to last week? Because coming up, we're supposed to be creative and come up with ideas. You know what? I'm tired and probably hungover because we all know that I drink too much.
You know, I did not say that. These are just examples.
But thank you, Gary Ball. I'm sorry that I did not respond to that message. In my defense, you didn't respond to my message about Amy's birthday. So there, we're even. Are we ready? Do you have more stuff?
No.
Okay.
Well, not nah.
Okay. So this is what happened last night.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, Amy, I needed you with me. I needed you with me so I could read your face. Your face is perfect because...
No, it's awful. It's a curse. I hate it.
No, you're not making a face at me, but I say something stupid in the room to important people who I shouldn't be saying stupid stuff to. And I see your face and I'm like, oop, I just said something wrong. And so then I go do the walk of shame to the back office and I'm like, thank you for all your advice. Sorry I cut you off by telling you I don't have any money. I really appreciate everything that you do for us. He completely didn't care, but still, I don't want him to hate me. And sometimes I just talk too much.
I can't hide anything. It's so readable, my freaking face. Okay, so what did you do?
So last night... I went out to dinner with Jeremy and some firefighters. And so there was this big class yesterday. Brian flew in from New York. No, I'm sorry, from Chicago. And he's teaching this class. And this is an important guy. He's written books. He's written test material. Same thing with this other guy. He's written a lot of test material. And it's all these people from other places. So we had... Brian from Chicago, we had two guys from Colorado, and then this really cool dude from Canada. And we went out to Rodeo Goat.
Love it.
Yeah. Had some beers, had burger. I wasn't going to drink as much. And this actually, why am I even talking about alcohol? Because it doesn't matter, because all I do is talk about alcohol. Anyway, I wasn't even going to drink as much because I'm just having dinner with people, you know? But they kept ordering beer, so then I would order beers with them. But what happened had nothing to do. I wasn't drunk. It had nothing to do with alcohol. It had to do all with stupidity. So I'm talking to this guy from Canada, and he was very fascinating. And I was telling him,
hey,
I'm telling him, I'm like, do you know my favorite thing about Canada? And he's like, no. And he was telling me all the cool stuff about Canada. So then I turn around to Jeremy and I was like, Jeremy, do you know my favorite thing about Canada? And he goes, poutine. And I was like, what? The Russian government? No, babe. No. My favorite actress. Oh, Rachel McAdams. I was like, yeah, Rachel McAdams is in Canada right now. I don't know if she's from there, but currently that is my favorite thing from Canada. Well, then he said, poutine, whatever, again. And so whenever he said it later, I go, are you saying poontang? Are you saying, you're saying poontang? I thought you were talking about the Russian, is Putin. He Russian?
Yeah.
Putin. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Vladimir Putin. I didn't know you were talking about this. And I said, poontang. They're all giggling. And they're like, do you know what you're saying? Apparently, this is not what I thought it was. I thought he was talking about the Russian dude. Ends up, he was talking about poutine?
I have no idea.
Poutine is, it's a Canadian way that they do their fries. So it's like fries. It has like cheese curds on it, something else. We've only had it once. That's what Jeremy was saying, but I didn't know that's what it was called. Poontang is female genitalia.
Okay, because there was a movie, I think, that came out that was the title.
So, yeah.
And so when you were saying that, I'm thinking, is she talking about the movie that is like, it's pretty raunchy. It's a very raunchy movie.
So your Urban Dictionary says it's that sweet hole we all crave.
Oh my God.
Can't go for too long without it. Center of our life's desire and what gives women the upper hand in almost every situation. But I didn't know that. And I said that.
They're very similar.
I've so never many heard this times.
Canadian French fry word. So I don't know if you're saying it right.
I don't know how you say
but,
that.
But I mean that.
Poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine. Poutine.
I'm not sure, but
I don't know.
That's really unfortunate, Lacey.
Yeah, well, that was one. That was just one.
Okay.
So then, and I mean, they were laughing. It was actually flattering to me. One of the favorite things that I love to hear is I'm hurting from laughing. So, I mean, the guys just thought it was freaking hysterical. So it wasn't that big of a deal. They were just like, oh my God, that's so funny. So then we started talking about all this other stupid stuff that I've done. And I mentioned, my go-to always is whenever I ask Jeremy if The Martian was based on a true story. And Jeremy's like, I don't know if she's kidding with me. And I'm like, no, babe, I'm that dumb. Like, I'm not playing. I'm that dumb. Well, then we go to leave and they're riding with us. And the Canadian, somebody had messed with his toothpaste, like messing with it. So he wasn't a lot. He didn't have any toothpaste. We were feeding him Altoids and then we had burgers. So it was fine. It wasn't a big deal. Well, we're in the car and he's talking about this toothpaste and they did something with it. So it wasn't working anymore. I think it like made it thick. And I said, yeah, I remember one time I was over at my girlfriend's house and she lived with her grandma. And I accidentally used her Polident grip because it's in the same tube as toothpaste. So I put that on my toothbrush and put it in my mouth and it was like semen. And they go, what'd you say? Semen. And then I go, I'm not pronouncing the T, am I?
Whoa.
So, oh,
did you do that in the podcast?
No. Okay, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I was like, what? I just said semen. Like I had semen in my mouth. And then it took me a second. I'm like, oh, I'm not pronouncing the T at all.
That's like your cute charm. It's the Southern, you know, I'm not going to finish the whole word thing, right?
Oh, they were rolling hysterically. So after all of this, Jeremy drops me off. And then he's got to take these two guys to different places because they're not from here. They're staying at separate hotels, everything else. Well, after they leave, they go, or after I leave, they told Jeremy, Lacey's hilarious. I want to listen to her podcast. So Jeremy put it on one podcast. I don't know which one. And I talked about, am I bad if I bring it up again?
I don't know. I can't wait. What is it? I'm on edge. Radio edit. So is he really honestly mad?
Or he was mad.
I'm so sorry.
He was mad. Now, I didn't see him last night. He was gone too long before I went to bed. He's not mad at me today. And I was just like, sweetie, I'm sorry. Because I do watch what I say about him because of his job. I don't have anything that I need to censor myself about.
Right. You filter on his behalf.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why Josh refuses to come on this podcast. My husband, he knows that I'm going to, you know, I'm really kind of glad that he doesn't listen because I'm sure I've said a few things that I shouldn't have.
What else are we going to talk about? Well, I was like, babe, you got to ask me what you should listen to. And so I've been pestering him all morning, Amy, and he will not tell me what the episode was because it wasn't any time recent that I told that story.
Uh-uh.
And I did go through and listen to a couple this morning trying to find it so I could pull that clip. And I want to know what else I said because you're just blindly, you're just going to turn on my podcast with your friends in the car. Are you stupid? Now turn it around on him. You better watch that.
It is pretty dumb.
But I mean, he knows, and he has never, ever told me I can't do something. Like, he's willing to support me no matter what. So our stories have never been off limit. He doesn't care. One time I came on.
But that's a his story. It's not a y'all story.
It's a good story is what it is.
Fantastic story. He's not going to stay mad at you forever. Don't worry about it. It is dumb. It is dumb to blindly play something that he's never heard before and play it for someone else.
Just ask me. I don't say anything bad, but I mean, I thought he would play. He's been on before. Maybe play one of the ones that he was on.
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't say anything that I believe is too bad. And I don't try to. You're looking at me like I'm lying.
No, I'm trying to think. No, I'm honestly, I'm trying to think which one it was. I was like having a flashback or something. I still have zero. I can't help you at all.
My husband is the best person ever, and I love him. And I'm not just saying that because of this podcast. I'm saying it because it's true. He is so much better than me in many, many, many ways. He is a great person. So I don't try to come on here and bash him because I don't have a reason to bash him. I'll say something funny, though.
That was funny.
I'll bitch. But I mean, I don't have like a personal vendetta against him. He's all awesome and stuff.
He is awesome.
But I always ask him if people like me. They loved me. So I won that. And we might have some new listeners all the way in Canada.
We're international.
If Jeremy's rage did not turn him off after listening to that podcast, we might have some new listeners.
I'm excited. It was worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, babe. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating and a comment. That would really, really, really help us out. And don't forget to hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Oh, I thought you wanted something.
No.
I feel like I forgot something. I was thinking about something. I don't know. Thank you for listening. Oh, wait, no. Did you already say your part?
I say lips hip after you.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I had something else and I forgot about it, so I'll think about it next time. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening. I fell into a